Violence against women remains a major problem in Afghanistan's male-oriented society. The result is that hundreds of Afghan women have attempted to kill themselves by self-immolation. The BBC's Andrew North reports.
Makia was just 13 when she was forced to marry a 21-year-old man. At the time, she was a refugee in Iran.
I didn't agree to get married, but I was forced into it by my mother. I suffered from my husband a lot. He was beating me all the time.
Now 18, Makia is somewhere safe for the first time in years, in a women's shelter in Kabul. She's one of the fortunate ones. I poured a can of fuel over my body, says this woman. No one took the matches from me. Covered in bandages, she was being interviewed on Afghan television about why she tried to kill herself. This report is something of a breakthrough, though. Until recently, the Afghan media had largely ignored the issue, despite a spate of suicide attempts by women in Herat and other cities, blamed on forced marriages and abuse by their husbands. But this is just the surface of what campaigners say is a huge but hidden problem.
It is a real serious issue.
Seema Samar, a former women's minister, now head of Afghanistan's Human Rights Commission.
The women do not have awareness about their rights. Second is lack of accessibility to legal system.
As it stands, Afghan law is stacked against women suffering violence at home, because only a family member can bring a case involving a domestic matter, not the authorities. And agencies that try to help women having trouble at home by providing them with shelter have run into trouble themselves, prosecuted for kidnapping.
Men think all the women just like a servant, not anything else in Afghanistan.
Hanifa teaches at the women's shelter in Kabul. And although some women there are learning skills like carpet weaving, it doesn't have the resources to provide education and training for all. And Makia admits she's still struggling to cope with her terrible past experiences.
I suffered a lot. I had lots of bad dreams. It was very hard. Sometimes I still have those dreams and I get headaches.
Although some things have improved for women in Afghanistan since the fall of the Taliban, there are still too many ways in which they haven't.
The BBC's Andrew North.